Hey, it's Tiffany.
Well, I'm not that good, but I'm good enough to move.
The 1.2 bill. It's Monday,
2024.
Can't believe it.
Hey, I'm excited to be here, Alex.
Yeah? Why?
Well, one thing is that I love recording this podcast with you every week.
It's a joy. It's one of my favorite times of the week.
Another reason is that it's 5 p.m. Monday night.
It what?
Just in case someone's listening at that time.
Oh.
I'm right there with you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm right there with you.
Oh, hey. That is a comfy couch, isn't it?
Hey, what's your name?
Oh, that's a nice name.
Wow. What'd you do today?
Oh.
Really?
I wouldn't have. That's, that sounds kind of rough.
Did they pay you at least? Oh,
yikes. Well, I mean, okay.
Wow.
Well, I'm going to get back to podcasting. Is that all right?
Yeah, it's okay. Okay. Talk to you later. Bye. You know, for you guys out there who are like, who are these weirdos? My name is Trent.
And my name is Alex.
And we both, well, here we are. Tucked Into Podcast. You found us.
Basically put cameras in front of our faces and have a normal conversation.
That's right. That's all it is. We just talk with a microphone in front of our face, so.
And for some reason, a couple people listen.
Just a few.
Just every week.
Just a few.
A few people in Germany and
Scandinavia, we wish.
Bangladesh, I'm cheering for you. Come on, give it to me.
Give me some Bangladesh. Hey, Alex, something exciting that I want to share with everybody. We still have stickers. Okay.
Stickers.
So I want to let you all know.
Back in stock, baby.
They're still in stock. And they're for purchase. So we have two stickers for $3, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then one sticker for one? For two. For two.
$2.
I'm so sorry. I messed that up every time.
For $1.
I'm just trying to cut them a deal.
$1 for the patrons.
Can I cut them a deal or not?
$1 for the patrons. If you're a patron, you get it for $1.
How do you become a patron?
Well, first steps first is you go to google.com.
You open
and then
phone.
From google.com, you go to patreon.com.
Okay.
And then you can find us at the Tucked In Tea Podcast.
On Patreon.
Yep.
Just to clarify, you don't have to pay to look on our Patreon page. You can go to the website without subscribing.
Yeah. It's just like a normal website.
Yeah.
But you pay for exclusive content.
It makes us happy.
Meaning 15 extra minutes of us if you want it, if you need it.
This Monday will be our fifth after show.
Mm-hmm.
The more Tucked In Tea. So I just want to plug that real quick. Also, we are close to releasing some apparel.
It's basically basically done. We just had to go through a couple logistics, and dare I say, next podcast we're announcing it?
I think so. I think we're that close. I'm so excited, Alex. I genuinely, we made progress today that I never thought we'd make. I really never thought we'd get here.
Steps we never thought. You know, we started the podcast with a Patreon. But it took us 12 episodes to get merch.
That's right.
So,
one thing at a time, Alex. One step at a time. Just like a baby ostrich walking.
How do they do two steps at a time?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about the penguin.
What a. Anyway, so we're here. Me and Alex. Also, Alan. Alan's in the back. Big shout out to Alan.
Hey, give him a round of applause.
Woo.
We're in a new location.
That's right.
For the past, about 6 episodes?
We've been homeless.
We are just, backpackers? We're
hitchhikers, room to room.
We're trying to find somewhere to make our permanent studio.
Walking along the road, carrying microphones.
So, we're in a new spot, but I like this spot, so.
I do too. I feel comfortable. Except for the fact that my neck is really cricked right now. But
don't worry.
Maybe we just need to slouch a little bit.
Don't worry. 43 more minutes and you're good.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, we're here. We're so excited for today. I just feel energized.
Energized. What about this past weekend?
Inner joy. Okay.
Yep. Call me a bunny.
Yep. Because he's not stopping.
Energizer bunny.
All right. What were you saying?
Have you been energized this week? Because,
yeah.
You know, I was in a couple of classes with you. You didn't look that energized.
Well, you know, it's sometimes life just goes slow. And that was A little bit this past week. Nothing terrible, but definitely could have used more focus on sleep.
What is it, third week of class now?
Yeah, crazy enough.
Uh-huh. It's finally, like, now taking quizzes and stuff.
Yeah.
We're out of syllabus week.
Hooray. The syllabi said bye.
Say bye to the syllabi.
Goodbye, syllabi. That sounds like a weird
sing
country song.
Sing me a lullaby.
Because I'm sleepified. In row three.
Anyway, well, we're past that. And so, taking some quizzes, tests. You doing all right in those?
I don't know. So far, so good.
Reading your books? You're doing good?
Yeah, yeah. Lots of reading. Yeah. Lots of good stuff to be read. Lots of things to learn.
I enjoy class. Not necessarily homework.
But it's good for us. I think, the difference for us this year, I'm sure you'd agree, is that this is more practical things that we want to learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so it's absolutely. Just more exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting to go to class and learn from people who know a lot more than I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have much to know yet. But I don't know a lot of things about a lot of things.
I don't know a lot of things, but this one thing I know. A lot of things I need to know.
If there's one thing I know about me, it's that I don't know a lot of things.
It's like, there's one thing I know, it's that I don't.
That's one of my dad's sayings all the time as a kid. He's like, all I know, like, it's like, Dad, what about this? What about this? When is this going to happen? He's like, all I know is that I'm not going. Or all I know, he'd say that.
Yeah, all, like, I know.
I'm like, Dad, it's not all you know.
You know some more stuff.
What do you claim yourself to be if you say, all I know is this? You're maybe an expert in one specific thing, and that's all you know? Thing.
All I know is how to fry an egg 17 different ways.
All I know is how to jog backwards with my eyes closed.
Wow, you Tom Hader on feet?
That's called human.
Okay. How was your week, Alex? We've been talking a lot about me.
It was good. A good week. Obviously, we had school.
Yeah.
Got out a couple times. Played some pickleball.
Did you? You really did?
I did. Pickleball.
Pickleball.
Played some pickleball.
Okay.
It was really fun. Just a couple hours of it.
A couple hours.
Nearby park. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Didn't lose the whole night.
No way.
Yep.
I played with you, Alex, and I'd say you're rather fantastic. Pickleball player.
I feel like anyone can be pretty good because it's like an easy sport. Like I played probably like
but
10
listen,
times
Alex,
in my life.
Alex.
Maybe more, actually.
All I know is that you're a really good pickleball player.
Well, thank you.
And if I tried to, I could probably get to your level. By the time I got there, though, you'd be so far ahead. So
I don't. Okay, well, I'm not that good.
He's learning every day, folks. Every day he gets 50% better.
And even when I don't play.
Even when he doesn't even play. He just sleeps and he's better. Do you have your own paddles yet?
So I have a paddle, but like it has no wrapping.
It's broke.
So I borrowed someone else's, but
I have a paddle, but I showed up and they said, that's for a canoe. I said, well,
I had a paddle. They said, it's not baseball. I said, what do you mean?
Wait, what? Am I lost? I don't understand.
As in I brought a baseball bat.
Oh, I see. I see. I brought a paddle. I don't know.
I bought a paddle boat.
You're playing with a guy named Bo. I'm like, hey, bring a paddle, Bo. And you're like, oh really? A paddle boat?
All right, I guess. You okay. Want the swan paddle boat, maybe?
Just
like a romantic night, yeah.
Just.
But yeah, it was fun. We played basically about dark. And as it started getting dark, this person came in, and they came with roller skates. And I thought it was kind of fun. Like, they just, like, were roller skating around, and, like, kind of, like, they had headphones, so I imagine they had music in them, and she was kind of, like, dancing.
Or the Tucked In T podcast.
Maybe. I wouldn't put it past her.
Okay.
But she was, like rhythmically rollerblading.
Rhythmically rolling?
Yep. She's a rhythmic roller.
Call her the rhythmic roller. Keep your eyes out. Watch your kids.
But yeah, she's really good. But I was thinking, I was like, that's not really something I would do for fun, I don't think.
Just go rollerblade?
Yeah, like by myself.
My siblings do it.
Really? I don't know. In my head, it just does not sound that enjoyable.
Appetizing?
Yeah, like by myself. Maybe if I was like with a group of people, they could watch me fall and hurt myself. Wait a minute.
Yeah, I understand.
Can you guys hear that?
You hear the werewolf in the background?
Some sort of...
I wonder what that is.
I don't even know if they can hear it.
Our new studio is full of...
Surprises.
Surprises.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyway.
Ah, surprise.
Hate surprises.
Yeah, they're so surprising.
But yeah, that's basically it about rollerblading and pickleball.
And did she play pickleball on rollerblades?
No. Well, oh, that'd be actually pretty fun.
I don't know what you call that. Blade and ball?
Pickle blade.
Pickle blade.
That sounds fun. I'd play it.
Pickle blade.
Although, I'm just really bad at rollerblading.
Me too.
And roller skating. I guess they're two different things. But I can ice skate all right.
I'm not good at that either.
Oh, well, that's kind of sad.
But it's okay. I don't have to be good. I like watching other people be good, and I sit in the sidelines.
Whenever people are good, I just like kind of feel bad because I'm not that good.
I'm not that good. But I'm good enough to move.
Mm-hmm. That's basically all I can do. I can just move.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun, though, when you get a bunch of people going ice skating. Yeah. It's just fun.
I can't really stop. I just slam myself into the wall. That's how I stop. Like, I can turn enough to just...
guys where you just hear, boom,
yes.
Boom.
If you hear that, afterwards, my toenails are a little bit shorter.
Yikes. Ouch. Okay. Can we talk about how most roller skate rinks provide very uncomfortable ice skating rinks? Super uncomfortable ice skates. Yeah. I can go maybe 20 minutes on ice skates, and then I'm just, my feet are shot, and my ankles are raw.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm coming out there, and next thing you know, I'm a size 9 because it shaved off half a shoe size.
But I mean, hey, if you're really into it, you're going to buy your own, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah. They don't care about people like us.
Well, I'm sure that
it takes like 8 minutes to tie them.
Well, I'm sure when they built the rink, they bought those. So they've just been around.
Mm-hmm. But how many feet have they been on?
I don't really want to know.
Neither do
I. I'm assuming they clean them.
Yeah.
I think that's legal. They have to. I don't know, actually. I remember one time we were ice skating, even here at school, actually, first year. And we had a big train going, you know, where everyone's like grabbing onto each other and we're just like zooming around. It's a big, like, it's like when you play Snake.io. Slither. Mm-hmm. Slither. And so we're just a huge long line, and I get whipped off the end. Like, absolutely, people like, whoosh, and I get shot off the end right into somebody. I plowed them over. It felt so bad.
I've always been so afraid of falling at an ice skating rink.
And people running over your toe, your
hands. My fingers, yeah.
Oh.
Like, I feel like it's not likely, but it's happened.
It has happened.
And so it could happen again.
Probably as common as dying in an airplane crash.
But I don't plan on ice skating anytime soon.
Me neither. Or ice skating on an airplane. Speaking of an airplane, Alex, I have some super exciting news.
What? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm engaged.
Oh, my goodness. Bring her in.
Yeah.
He's going to do it right now. Hey! He's going to do it right now. Come on. Come on. All right. Hey, go ahead and do it, Trent.
Go ahead. Well... it's already done, Alex. It's already done.
Oh.
That's the thing.
I can see it.
Yeah, it's on my hand. No, it's over there.
So you actually, it's not in your possession anymore, huh?
Holding the ring. But by the time you listen to this podcast, this ring is going to be on her finger.
Wow.
As long as she
says yes. That's a weird thought.
But I have no doubt she will say yes. But yeah, so I'm actually going to propose tomorrow. So
as we're recording.
We're recording live. We're taking it live. No.
That's what
we're
going to
throw a mic and some headphones on her and say, what do you think? But
that's how I'm going to do it. Mark my words. Just for you fans.
It's going to be like the podcast will be dead and then one more episode will come out.
You'll get a notification in 4 years.
Alex's proposal.
Or however long it takes.
And then you can just do it with your wife for the rest of your life.
Oh, we changed the name maybe?
To the what?
Tucked In Family.
Tucked In Fam. No, but it's such a weird concept because right now I'm not engaged. But by the time this is released, I will be. And it's such a funny thing because, mm-hmm. like, I'm so excited, man. I don't know. It's hard not to talk about it, but I don't want to be that guy that's always
like. Yeah, it's one of the surprises that you can't really tell that many people.
Engaged. But I'm so excited. And so I just can't wait. I cannot wait. I'm nervous right now talking about it, but that's okay. It's a good kind of nervous. That's it's awesome. It's healthy.
I'm happy for
so,
you.
So just
happy.
So you know, by the time this comes out, I'll be engaged.
Oh.
Okay, Trent, I'm done talking about
it.
It's all grown up. I'm getting a little excited over here.
I'm going to get emotional. Yeah. I'm definitely...
I asked Alex to play the saxophone in the
shedding
background.
A tear for sure.
Can you play the saxophone in the background?
On my phone.
I play the phone sax.
I can press play.
Press play and pause. No. But anyway, so super excited about that. Maybe, I don't want to be that guy who just posts things everywhere, but maybe I'll post a picture on the Patreon just because we're a family here. So we're a fam.
Do it.
So
do it. I'm happy for you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. You know what else I'm happy for?
What are you happy for?
I'm happy for... Fan mail, Alex. We got fan mail this week.
We actually do.
Sweet.
We have the fanniest of mails, actually.
Like a fanny pack full of mail?
Something like that. Instead of looking up the email, I just started typing fanny.
Fanny pack for near me.
find me a fanny, please. Anywhere where fannies are sold. All right, I'll look at the first one from our man, our guy, Joshua Smith.
Joshua Smith, he's back, and he's...
Ooh, we've got... We're going to play Guess the Fan.
Okay.
Price.
Oh, yeah.
You see this one right here?
Yikes.
That's an interesting looking one.
I don't know how those work. I've wondered that my entire life.
So if you guys, to let you guys who are audibly listening...
By way of audio.
This one's like the oval ones. It's just like an oval and it's just the outer ring of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's hollow. You know,
it's one of those Dyson. So the brand is Dyson. Okay. So good brand.
Okay, let me think.
I'll go to the link.
I want, because it looks so fancy, I want to guess a fancy price. Can you tell me if you would
at least... I'd guess a fancy price. But I don't want to guess too fancy.
Okay. Can I guess?
Yeah, if you don't want to know anything else about this.
I'm going to shoot.
$160,000?
No, just $160.
$160.
Yeah. Is it more than that?
More than that.
Okay. So yeah. It is a fancy price. I don't think I'd pay more than that for a fan.
Maybe, give me an item and I'll tell you how many items of that.
Okay. Chihuahua.
Okay, this would probably...
I'm kidding. Tucked in tea sticker.
All right, this would be...
No, okay, I'll be for real. A pair of LeBrons.
LeBrons? I think... We're talking brand new?
Yeah.
We're talking through
straight off the... No, straight off the press.
I'm going to say 3 LeBrons.
Yikes. Okay, so I'm going to shoot like...
His shoes, by the way.
Yeah, not him.
I just realized that you guys might not know.
Yeah, his shoes, a pair of basketball shoes. Not him. No, I don't know how much he's worth. What's his net worth? We'll figure that out.
A lot.
Okay, I'm going to say $380.
That's very close.
Okay.
It was $369.99.
Okay, that was a good guess then, because that got me right in the ballpark. So put her there.
Put her there for LeBron. Put her there
again. We're back in the studio where we can actually put her there.
Now guess LeBron James's net worth.
His net worth. Is he a millionaire? Yeah. He's got to be.
Mm-hmm.
Way
over. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That was a silly
question. He's been a millionaire since
birth.
18.
Sorry. Very, very bad question.
If you want to give me an item, I can tell you how many items.
Okay. How about an average microwave?
All right, let's say...
No, so I don't know. Net worths are something I feel like I know nothing about. So I'm going to say... Can you say if it's over 50 mil?
It's over 50 million.
It is? Yeah. I don't know. Like this is such a bad guessing thing for me.
And this is just straight off Google, so it's probably like not as accurate.
Mil?
A little bit more than that.
Like a lot more. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Like 800 mil?
We're talking more.
More than that?
So add a little B.
He's a Bill?
Add a little B.
He's a Bill. LeBron's a Bill?
LeBill James.
No, he's not a Bill.
The 1.2 Bill. Yeah.
No way.
The 1.2 Bill James.
Okay, now I feel like a very dumb little man because I didn't think he'd be that worth that much.
$1 million is nothing to him.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's a lot of
money.
He's
a Bill.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Do you see yourself ever becoming a Mill?
No. Well, they say if I do all this retirement stuff, then
hey, did we get any other emails? We got sidetracked.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Talk about LaBelle.
Little LaBelle.
Yes. Okay. Here, Trent, you can read.
Oh, okay.
This other one. Oh, well, this one
all you got was
fine.
A fan. So do you want to do another
one?
No,
you can do this one.
We all you got was a Dyson. Okay. Oh, this is awesome. He says, hey, guys, Mr. Teach Them here.
Oh, reference from probably podcast number 4? Episode 4?
Something
maybe?
Like that.
3, 4?
That's a good guess.
Yeah.
I'm not usually any kind of an avid reader, but I can read.
Oh.
On a totally untucked public school education level, at least. Last week, I finished a book. The week before that, I finished another. Look out, I'm on a roll. So that's in reference to Alex's locked in or locked out?
Yes, my locked in.
Locked in from last week. He said someone who's finished a book in the last week. He goes on to say, speaking of being on a roll, this isn't the first time, for Mr. Teach Them to be tucked in. A few episodes back, Trent was looking for a listener with a V in their last name. It's so obvious there's a V in both my first and last names.
Double V.
Double V. Call him a W. Loved the random lighthearted goofiness of the show, guys. Keep it up. And then he actually capitalizes the V's in his name at the end. That is so awesome. Oh, Mr. Teach Them. Thank you.
Thank you so,
thank
so
you.
Much.
That is awesome. Whoa, that was so special.
He's one of our biggest fans. I believe it.
That is so special. Thank you. Thank you.
I wouldn't call them fans. I would call them friends.
Friends. Yeah. Family? Yeah.
No, friends.
he might classify as family.
No, very close.
All right, we got another one. Thank you, Mr.
No,
Teach Them.
We don't.
That was it?
Mm-hmm.
Man, all you got was the fan.
Oh, I'm okay with the fan. I love fans.
Okay.
It makes for a little fan segment every time.
Hey, if there was a fan who wanted to write us some fan mail, can you tell them that email?
So a fan could fan mail us at tuckedintpodcast@gmail.com.
That's right, tuckedintpodcast@gmail.com. We love it when you send us some fan mail because it makes our day. It makes it fun for the podcast just that you guys get to hear that. And we all get to hear it as a family because we don't pre-read these. These are open right on the podcast.
Yep.
Hence all the fans. So really, thank you, Mr. Teach Them. Thank you, Josh. And we'll see you next time. Oh, actually, one more thing. I want to give a shout out to Rusty. Rusty and his family, his brothers, and all their names are escaping me at the moment. But a big shout out to them. We love you guys. So just want to mention that. But other than that, that's all we got. We'll see you next time when it comes to.
Wait, actually, I wanted to give a maybe.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe
sorry.
Shout out. Sorry. I was too busy trying to think of Rusty's siblings' names.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. It doesn't matter for me. What? No, don't stop for the sound. Trent is listening for the sound right now.
What is that?
I don't know. I don't think they can hear.
They definitely can. All right, but what's your shout out?
My shout out is to possible listeners, emphasis on listeners in Mississippi and Alabama.
Okay.
I just heard news of this today.
All right.
So, I mean, if you're listening, send an email. If you're from Mississippi or Alabama,
just go ahead. Mail us.
And you look forward to every Monday. That'd be great.
That'd be sweet. It's alleged, but it could be true.
I'd hope it was true. That'd be kind of cool.
You know, and okay, I'll throw this in. Thank every single one of you guys, because really, this is just me and Alex recording what we already would talk about. And so it really means a lot that you would be a part of this for us, because it's really just a random brainchild we had one
day.
And so thank you guys. It really means a lot. I really have no idea. And you can ask Alex. I have no idea why people would want to listen to this. It baffles my mind.
Yeah. Whenever anyone mentions that they're listening, I'm like, really?
Why would you want to?
Yeah.
But that makes us happy. We love doing it. We love doing this. So,
and I hope we offer some sort of, you know, lighthearted escape for you. If we can offer anything to you, that's what we'd hope that it'd be clean, comfortable for you.
That's right. And if there's one thing I know, it's that we're not here to enlighten the mind, but we're here to lighten the mood.
That's right.
That's right.
Providing clean, comfortable content since, 2024.
Well, since a couple months ago.
Since 12 weeks ago.
Do you want to maybe make merch someday with that little phraseology on it?
I like that.
That's a fun thing. All right. Well, Let's end it a third time here. That's all we got for... Okay, Alex, before we get any further, should we hit our locked in, locked out right now?
Yes, let's do that thing.
Okay, because, okay, so we just got a confirmation for one of yours.
Yes, so my locked in for last week was someone... if you hear that sound, just ignore it. Listen to the sound of my voice.
Well, we picked the wrong studio today. All right, what was your stuff?
My locked in was someone who finished a book in the last week. Obviously, I got that. And then my locked out was someone who was wearing ripped jeans. Fashionable ripped jeans.
Fashionably
ripped. They're not like work pants. You know, my work pants right now, ripped.
Fashionably shredded.
So I didn't get that anything. So 2 for 2 for me for the week.
Sweet. Mine had to do with college football because it's back, baby. And so mine was all about, I wanted a locked in for a fan of Yale, Fresno State, or UTEP, which I got no response from.
Nothing.
Wasn't really expecting it, but I wanted to meet a Yale fan, like a genuine Yale fan. That'd have been pretty cool.
That would have been.
But no response. So, and I locked out Ohio State fans. And so I got no response from either, so I'm 1 for 2 there.
Okay.
Because
all right.
Yeah, you know how that works.
Yep. We realize that now.
Yeah, I think after 12 weeks, maybe they got it.
Do you have a locked in for this week?
Yeah, I do. My locked in is someone who works in a place where they sell flowers.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's my locked in.
That's cool.
And no, I don't have anyone in mind. I'm just throwing that out there at random. So if you work somewhere that sells flowers, whether they be real, fake, chocolate, edible, poisonous, you know, anything, just go ahead and reach out, and you're my locked in for this week. Do you want to give yours?
Yes, my locked in for this week is someone in a room with 2 clocks.
2 clocks?
Yeah.
That's very specific.
It is.
While they listen.
While you're listening.
Don't pause it and run to that room.
Don't you, stay still.
Stop moving.
If you're in a room with 2 clocks, so it could be one on the wall and maybe an alarm clock on your wrist.
Okay.
So I'm not going to count phone.
Yeah, no.
I'm not going to count
phone. I'm okay with that.
But yeah, if you have 2 clocks in your room, in the room that you're in, then
okay.
Then you're locked in for this week.
For my locked out, someone who wears Heelys.
Oh, like they own them? Is that...
Yeah, I'll say owns a pair.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't have to be wearing them right now. Like right now, right now. But no, just that they own them. That's my locked out.
Okay. And my locked out is going to be someone who doesn't like strawberries.
Me.
Are you for real?
It's a long story. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan. The texture is what throws me off. The seeds, not a fan.
I love strawberries.
You know I'm weird like that.
Yeah, you're a little texture guy.
I'm a little odd.
But no, I love strawberries. So if you're not, you're locked out.
You be gone. Sorry, I got to go.
All right, that was all for locked in, locked out.
Okay.
I got a job this week.
You did? Oh, you did. Yeah,
I did.
Yeah. Tell them about it.
Job.
Tell me again.
Yeah, I just got a job.
I heard.
It was a real entry pay. It really was. It was kind of funny because I was jokingly, I was telling someone my ideal, desires, I guess, for a job. And I got basically every single one of those requirements.
Really?
Yeah. Well, as a joke, I said $400 an hour. Well, I'm not getting $400 an hour.
I don't know where you'd be working.
But obviously I said that as a joke.
LaBille.
I'm trying to be LaBille James, yeah. I got like almost everything that I wanted. And it was actually a huge
blessing.
Absolutely.
That is amazing. I know you told me about it, but I totally had, I spaced when you just said it. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I worked there 3 days now. So yeah.
And you like it?
Love it.
Love it.
I also, I went to the church that we go to, they have a Bible club.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go to public school and we set up like an after school club for these kids.
That's really cool.
And it's about one. We tell them Bible stories. We just talk about Jesus, about God. And so that they can know too. And so most of these kids might not know Some of them do now. Some of them come to our church, actually. But it was just, it was funny being there, man. Yeah. And, like, so we met in this in their library. I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. And, like, cause I'd never really been in a public school before.
Yeah, yeah.
I was always in my church school. And so I was like, oh, it's fun to be in a little public school. I saw kids walking around with a hall pass around their neck. I was like, never seen that before.
What grades?
It was elementary. I think we had everywhere from, like, kindergarten to fourth grade, I think.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah.
And so I led singing. I did games. It was really fun. And
that's sweet.
There's kids, I mean, characters. They're so funny. There's this one kid. His name was Liam. Liam. And, man, he was just so funny. And, like, the teacher, we were going over the days of creation. And one of them had a... he had, like, pictures of plants everywhere. And he's like, now tell me what plants these are up here. And one kid's going, like, corn, corn, corn. And Liam looks at me and goes, this guy thinks it's corn. That's not corn. And I was like,
I love when they say stuff like that.
And I was like, it's okay, whatever he can think if it is or not. And then, yeah, he was a funny kid. We were talking about how God created the sun.
Uh-huh.
And the teacher was like, oh, look at the sunbeams. And we're like, more like some beans.
Did you? That's hilarious.
I'm just like,
this kid's a character. Hilarious.
He was super funny. Kind of a bad kid, but he's really? Funny. No, I mean, he's just... He's just hyper. He's just hyper.
Just a little bunny.
It's just a kid, not a bad kid.
Yeah.
But it was so sweet. I love doing that. It's so sweet.
That's really good. Did I tell you about the? Oh, you were there. I had a kid say something to me funny this week.
Oh man, you were right there. Tell him.
Okay, so it would have been last night when we recorded this. We had they were doing something here at school. I was. Watching an area for work or whatever, blah, blah, blah. So we're sitting there. They walk by. And so this little girl,
I
don't know.
Three.
We'll go with three.
I think three.
I am extremely bad, number one, at guessing net worths. Number two, at knowing age of, like, toddlers in that stage of life. I'm just really bad at that.
How old do you think LeBron James is?
I don't know, 46?
He is...
42.
Why did I do this the 42? Hard way? I looked up what year he was born.
Oh, that's, wow. You really like a He's challenge. 40. He's 40?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so this little girl, we're going to say three, and she comes up, and she, a lot of times she's very shy, doesn't say a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes she does if she's comfortable, and she must have been kind of comfortable because she comes up to me and she goes, where's your husband? I was like, excuse me? Like, what? I was like, what? What do you mean? She's like, where's your husband? And then her mom went on to say that what she was talking about was my girlfriend, which now is my fiance. But besides all that, that's crazy. But besides that, she didn't know another word for someone in a relationship other than husband. She thought everyone was just a husband, I guess. She just gets it confused. But it was so funny because where's your husband?
It's like, funny that she was concerned about that too.
No, yeah, she said in a very serious way. Uh-huh. Like, she's like, I need to ask him about this.
Yeah.
Where's his husband? I was like, I don't have one of those games.
He's out of nowhere.
It's so funny. That's hilarious. It really made my night.
It was hilarious.
It was so funny. Anyway, I got a game for you, Alex, if you're done sharing stories.
The pickleball, LaBelle. Okay, yep, I think we're good.
We're all good, okay. So my game this week for you is called Work or Not, okay?
Okay.
So you are the CEO of whatever company you like. Pick a company, go ahead.
McDonald's.
Okay, sweet.
Enterprise.
Okay. McDonald's Enterprises?
I don't think that's what it is.
.org. Okay,
yeah,
so here's how the game works. You're sitting in your office. I have a list here of the most ridiculous things people called in for work for, okay? And so you're going to, I'm going to call you, and we're going to act it out like I'm calling you.
Okay, okay.
And then, so your job is the boss to either...
I like this.
So it's work or not. Okay. So you tell me if this excuse works or not.
Okay.
But it's also like, am I going to work or not? You get it. Okay.
Are these real examples?
No, real. 100% real.
Okay.
Okay. So, ring, 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 ring.
Hello.
Hey, can I get Jeff?
Yeah, he's deaf.
Okay. I hate to say this. I know I work in 7 minutes, but my llama just won't stop barfing. You know.
Your llama.
My llama won't stop upchucking. I'm not gonna be able to make it.
Why can't you can't just leave it?
No, he's barfing.
Well, I mean, we're really slammed. We're slammed right now. Everyone wants to burp.
Okay, does that work or not?
You're coming to work.
You're coming. Okay, I thought
yeah,
so. I thought
that
so.
Does not work. That does not work.
Okay, okay. This one is actually, I feel like this could work. Okay. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, can I get Carlos?
This is Carlos. Hello.
Hey, I can't make it to work. I'm really sick because I meant to eat tuna last night and I actually ate some cat food.
You're telling me you ate cat food?
I ate cat food and I'm really sick. Can't come in.
Wait, is you still feeling sick from it?
Yeah, I'm sick. I'm deathly ill.
Okay. Do you have a doctor's note or something like that?
I can't go anywhere.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll stay home and get better.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Does that one work?
Yeah, I think that works.
That works.
If you're throwing up, I don't want you okay, near this is our funny. McDonald's
Do you want to keep acting like the boss or you want to just read these?
I'll be the boss.
Okay, ready? Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, can I get Tiffany?
Yep, I'll go get him.
Hey, it's Tiffany.
Okay. Hey, Tiff.
What's going on, man?
So I realized I'm on the schedule today. Not sure if I'm going to make it in time. You see, I'm at the grocery store right now. I'm stuck in the blood pressure machine and it won't let me go.
You mean like it's checking your blood pressure?
Yeah, like the one that goes around your arm? Well, it's not releasing, so I'm stuck. I don't think I'm making it to work.
You're like Walmart or something? What?
Yeah, Walmart. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you really can't make it? You can't get out of there?
No, it's stuck. Like, if I try and get out, I'm ripping my arm off.
Well, what's your blood pressure?
Right now, 372.
Yeah, oh my goodness, you're gonna die.
It's okay. It's been like that. It was 500.
Well, honestly, I'll call you an ambulance. You stay there.
All right, yep, I'm not moving.
All right, well, you're not coming in Monday either, because you'll be dead. So.
Sweet. All right, bye.
Bye.
Does that work or not?
Tiff says you can stay.
Okay, cool. Okay, that's not a good one. Okay, this one's actually hilarious. Okay, you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
A ring.
Hello.
I don't know how to say this, but I don't think I'm making it on my shift today.
What do you mean you're not making a shift?
Well, I was making a tuna sandwich last night. I almost put cat food on it, but I remembered.
I didn't say that. I swear this happens again.
No, it wasn't, but... the sandwich started falling off the counter, so I went to grab it, and I broke my arm, reaching for the falling sandwich.
Did you hit it or something?
I can't come in.
What do you mean?
Can't come in.
The sandwich broke. What broke your arm?
Can't be coming in today.
What broke your arm?
My shift is not available.
You're coming to work right now.
Sorry, arm broke.
I don't care about your arm.
I can't even pick up my tuna. My other arm's been paralyzed since I was 13.
Well, you're gonna have to find a new job.
Oh no!
Yeah, you're fired.
If I don't come in, I'll be broke.
You're already broke, just like your arm.
Click.
All right, does that work or not?
No.
Yeah, that's so silly.
That's a real one, though.
To say, hey, I broke my arm trying to catch a sandwich.
A tuna sandwich of all sandwiches.
Well, it didn't say tuna. That was embellished.
Oh. Good, because I don't like doing sandwiches.
Okay, I could do so many more of these. There's 61 here on this website.
Just read a couple off.
Okay, so this guy couldn't come into work because his grandma tried to poison him with ham. And so he couldn't come to work, which I think you'd try and escape. So I think you would come to work. This is hilarious. Someone accidentally boarded a plane. He called in and said, hey, I accidentally boarded a plane. I'm not going to be able to come in today.
I wish that would happen to me.
Whoops, I went through security. Whoops, I sat at my gate. Whoops, I entered the plane. Yeah, right.
I got patted down and I was like, wait, I'm just going to go to work. Just, what's going on?
Tolls are weird now.
Yeah.
No, anyway. Someone glued someone's doors and windows shut so she couldn't come in. Okay. Their false teeth flew out the window while they were driving down the highway. And so they can't come into work.
Well, maybe they're like a...
They're looking for them.
Maybe they're like customer service, so they can't come in without teeth because they talk.
Okay, this one is absolutely ridiculous. His fish was sick, so he couldn't come in. Okay.
Fish.
The ozone flattened his tires. Okay. This guy said, hey, I can't come in. I'm bowling the game of my life right now.
Honestly, I respect that. Bowl away, brother.
Yep. Good. someone was bitten by a duck.
Really?
Yeah. There's several... oh, my goodness. Okay. What? I don't even know what this is supposed to mean. An employee caught their uniform on fire by putting it in the microwave to dry.
I've done a lot of weird things to make them dry, but I don't
think microwave is my first go-to.
No, a lot of clothing fixes. Although I feel like I've been close to doing something like that. Like one time at school. Well, no, I didn't put it in. I think I tried to heat something up by putting it in the microwave.
That is so
funny.
That
should not have been.
This one says, hey, I woke up in a good mood. I don't want to ruin it, so I'm not coming in today.
That's a valid one.
Oh, that is hilarious. There's so many on here. He had to mow his lawn. A cow broke into my house. I can't come in.
I've had that happen before.
Hey, I forgot I was hired.
That's funny. That's a funny one.
Anyway, that's work or not.
Work or not.
So I hope that was kind of funny. As so random.
Have you ever called into work?
Yeah. Yeah, I have. I'm not proud of it, but I have.
I don't think... I'm trying to think back. Oh, no, I did actually one time. It was for a Labor Day picnic.
Okay. So yeah. You were non-laboring on Labor Day.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to honor the holiday.
Honor the... Yep. The holiday of Labor Day.
Which it was Labor Day last week. We didn't even mention it on the pod.
Oh, it was. Happy Labor Day.
Too late.
Happy Labor Day.
No. Happy Engagement Day after 4 days. Three days.
Yeah.
That's what this Monday is.
Yeah,
this Monday is always a good day.
Yeah, it's a good day. It's a great day.
Always a good day. What does Narbus have to say
on this good day? I feel like we're doing lots of segments today, but I like it a lot. Okay, Narbus says, here we go. Narbus says, just like human thumbprints, dogs have unique nose prints. Each one is distinct to the individual dog, regardless of its breed. So just as humans, I'm just going to reiterate it. Mm-hmm. We all have fingerprints.
Yes.
All dogs have nose prints that are unique to them.
They're like crazy, little snowflakes on their noses.
Little snowflakes right on the tip of their nose. Isn't that cool?
That is pretty cool.
Good. Thanks, Narbus. Thank you, Narbus. That was amazing.
Hey, we might have to make some merch about you.
Some Narbus merch? Okay.
Oh. Uh-oh.
It may be happening by the next time.
It may be.
Put this out. All right, so keep your ears tuned.
For some reason, when you said thumbprints,
mm-hmm.
Or did you say that?
Yeah, it's a thumbprints. Okay.
Whenever you said that, it made me think about, did you know that there's a raccoon that's been breaking into your bus, the bus that you're on at church?
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. So there's a trap in there. We're trying to get him.
I hope I don't go in the trap.
I don't think
Is there a shotgun just sitting right inside the door?
Well, all I'm saying is if you see a Starburst on the ground, don't reach for it.
But I like Starburst. I can't come to work. I reached for a Starburst and I got put in a trap.
Now
a
raccoon's trying to steal it from me.
There's a raccoon here tying me up. Stealing all my Starburst.
So you might have a little new rider on your bus.
That's a fun. I love visitors. On a totally different note, Alex...
Those are different notes.
It's completely different, actually. Very opposite. Something on the more spiritual mindset. Just
Let's
to share
it.
Before.
Spiritual talk.
Before we crank her down here. So, let's see. So, I was reading earlier today and just speaking about how God uses... it was Paul, and he was talking about how afflictions can be used by God in our lives to help others eventually. And so... there are times in our lives where God does put us through situations and circumstances were very uncomfortable for us. We mm-hmm. don't want to be there, but we never know. Obviously, for those who love the Lord, he works it out for their good, and we know that. And so if there is something in your life and things come up like that, and one day the Lord lets us use them to help others, It may not be the case every time that it's because of that reason, but when things do happen, just think and trust the Lord, you know, hey, he could use this one day to help someone else going through this. And so, listen, I don't know everyone's circumstance, not even a little bit. Everyone's got a different circumstance, different situation that the Lord's put you in, but we know we can trust him because he works for us. He knows what's best for us, and when we think we know best, we don't. So just trust him, and no matter what we're going through, just keep your eyes on him because he can get us through, and he wants to work it for our good. So,
I like that. Oh,
yeah, just something simple.
That's pretty good. Something for me, just even this past week here at the school, we're having a prayer meeting about the 1040 window. So the 1040 window is, if you didn't know, it's from the equator 10 degrees down and then 10 degrees up. And then it extends somewhere like in the Middle East. And it's just, it's countries basically in this window of the world is countries who it contains the most unreached people in the world. And unreached, I mean that they have not heard the word of God. They haven't heard the gospel. They haven't heard the salvation message. And so they've, that's these people, they're these unreached people groups. And so we've been praying for certain people groups there, and we've been certain countries in mind, highlighting some missionaries in those areas. And so even that would lead to messages about soul winning and things like that. And so that's been kind of on my heart, just the need for soul winning. And it all comes from basically how you see other people. And that comes from how you see God. See, loving God is kind of like the heartbeat of missions, of soul winning. If you love him, then you love his people, and you want to share him to his people. Mm-hmm. And so that's been on my heart, and I've just been thinking about that. And then what are we doing? What am I doing to reach other people with that?
That's good.
It might not be comfortable, might not be convenient, but... it's worth it because if you lose value of a person, oh well, got some people running up here or something. the value of a soul is so much more than we can even think of.
Right.
Because think about it, in heaven when one person gets saved, the angels, all heaven is rejoicing over one soul, and so it's worth it. Whatever work, whatever effort you have to put in. To telling someone about Jesus, about him and what he can do for them, and he can change lives. And so if he's done that for you, if you've been reached with the gospel, go ahead and reach others with it.
That's a good encouragement.
And same thing for me. I've got to take that more than most of you. So
hey, my hand's up too, brother.
So yeah, that's just been on my mind.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you for the encouragement. So hey, know that God knows, but you got to do your part. Share it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Share it. Well, hey.
Oh, wait. Actually.
Oh, one more thing.
I'm just getting an illustration about that.
Okay.
I guess it's just random now.
No, go ahead.
But I'm just talking about how it's such a blessing to see people come to the Lord and see people that you invest in. It's such a blessing.
It is.
And it reminds me of going to the store with my mom. I use this as a sermon illustration.
Okay.
So if you guys might hear it down the road.
Okay.
Anyway, but it reminds me of going to the store with my mom.
Yeah.
And with my family, actually. And it's like, I think of Sam's Club when I think of this. And we go there, and I'm like, I don't want to be here for 2 hours because that's like how long it takes. We're in there forever. So I'm like, Mom, can I please stay in the car? She says, yeah, you can stay in the car. And so I stay in the car, you know, and my parents and family, they go in. And next thing you know, they're coming out with, you know, ice cream. They're coming out with samples and all these other, like, stuff that I want. And so, okay, where's mine? What'd you bring me? I was like, no, you don't get any of this because you didn't go.
Yikes.
And so that's the same thing with soul winning. It's such a blessing. It is so encouraging and awesome. It's awesome to see people come to the Lord. But you never get to see any of that. You never get to see any of the blessing if you don't go.
It's true.
So go, ye, therefore.
Amen, brother. Well, on that note, this has been episode 12.
Episode 12 with the Tucked in Tea Podcast.
Which is crazy to think about, but we're here, and we just want to keep on going.
We just want to do it over and over again.
Over and over again.
again.
But until next time, y'all just have a great week, okay?
Do it.
Go ahead.
I dare you.
Go. You better.
You better have a good week. Tell me, if you see me in real life, tell me something about the podcast.
Okay. That's a little needy. All I know is that I want you guys to have a great week, and we're going to see you next Monday, which won't be Labor Day.
It won't be.
But happy Labor Day anyway. Woohoo.
Congratulations to Trent and Celia.
Hey, thanks. Thanks a bunch. I'm super excited. But hey, we're different.
Stay different.
Stay tucked.
In.
Okay, we did that backwards. But anyway.
That was the first time.
Yeah, see y'all later. Have a great week.
Have a fantabulous week.
Have a splendorocious week.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it. And we love it when you subscribe to the Patreon. Keep listening every Monday. That's a fun day when you listen to the Tucked In Tea Podcast.